The labor dispute at West Coast ports is really starting to hurt agriculture. With 29 ports up and down the West Coast impacted by the slowdown, American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Salmonson says the cost to agriculture is being estimated at more than $1.7 billion each month.
The impacts are losses of direct export sales of product that's not moving, extra costs for product farther inland trying to be diverted to other ports, some direct costs to producers of products not being exported, and it's lowering prices to farmers.
Salmonson says the impacts of the ports dispute are felt across the entire United States and may have long-term effects.
There's such an outlet to us for Asia, which has grown to be some of our biggest markets that we have. So this is critical for U.S. agriculture to get this situation resolved. We don't want to keep having our product just rotting on the docks waiting for a ship. Reputation as a reliable supplier to markets around the world suffers. People go elsewhere. If they can get the product someplace else, they'll go elsewhere. And so you're going to have some long-term effects of trying to build that market back.
Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says the issue is starting to really hurt the meat industry, particularly pork.
We send a lot of pork to Pacific Rim countries, and slowdowns in shipments to those markets have started to be felt by the industry. We can get away with a slowdown for a while, but when cold storage starts to fill up and production is still coming along and needing a home, it gets to be a real problem. When you lose a customer, it takes a long time to get a customer back, and that's true whether you're selling beef or pork or tennis shoes or televisions or whatever you want to talk about. If we can't service our overseas customers because of these problems at the port, they'll go to somebody who will service them, and it'll take us a long time to get that business back. We don't want to lose market share at all, but the potential to really lose market share in that high-end market in Japan is something that I think is really critical to a lot of people in the industry, and that really is at risk because of this situation.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was asked what USDA is doing about the situation during a House Agriculture Committee hearing last week.
We meet on a day-to-day basis, encouraging the sides to get this resolved. It's my understanding that there are just a couple of remaining issues. They're serious issues, but the hope is that these folks can get the last two issues resolved.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.